not conscious in any direct sense of frequencies in sound and light. Yet without differences in frequency, there could be no speech or music, nor would there be any variations of color. Healy is a certified combination of innovation and technology that uses individually determined frequencies to stimulate specific areas of the body. Through regular use of the selected frequency, the Healy can support restoring your cell membrane tension to a natural level. Each frequency application is clearly displayed in the Healy app. Just select the one that you want and feel it. The Healy is not intended to cure, treat, or prevent disease, but rather to support energetic balance and enhance recovery, vitality, and well-being.
Hello, 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 everyone, and welcome to Friday. Welcome, Cosmic Explorers, to your weekly tune-up of your favorite night of the week. I am Hillis, and I am flying solo this evening. But however, Rebecca may join me later on in the broadcast, as she is away presently in Cancun, Mexico, enjoying a little spa time right now. So welcome, and please share this out with your friends and family to invite them in to step into the love, to feel the love of this beautiful family, this beautiful community. And as we move through this evening, you know, I have, you know, a very interesting communication of energy, of information that has been coming to me as I was preparing for tonight, because I'm flying solo. I'm like, what am I going to talk about? You know, I usually have Rebecca to bounce stuff off of, but tonight we'll see what spirit has in store. So again, welcome to those of you that are watching this now and later. Appreciate your love and support in this. And in doing so, I also want to take this time out to say thank you. Thank you to those who have donated to us. And as I am sitting here going through my my daily stuff, look who decides to join us. Welcome.
Hello, everyone.
I was just telling her that it's spa time for Rebecca.
I got my toes done. They feel so happy. And I'm absolutely exhausted. I'm running on 1 hour sleep. So
that's why I said, take a nap, rest. You deserve it.
I wanted to, but I had to jump on and say hi to everyone.
Yes, in the midst of your ending your spa time in Cancun, Mexico.
I know. Now I gotta move my room.
It's fine, but as I was just expressing before you hopped on, is that I was saying thank you to those who have donated to us to keep the show going. And so for those of you who want to donate, click on the link in the description if you are outside of the States. PayPal seems to be the choice for those who are watching outside the States. But if you guys want to donate and you're watching here in the States, you can use either PayPal or Podbean. And the links are in the description below. And so you guys, thank you so much for supporting us and keeping the show going. We very much appreciate it. And you know, Rebecca.
Yes, Phyllis.
We all know that there is a huge solar storm coming.
There is?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that one because I was traveling today. I've been feeling it, though.
You know, and what's interesting about all of these universal and galactic events that have happening since I've been back, since I've done medicine the whole month of September. I don't feel it as much or as intense as everyone else is feeling all this stuff.
I gotcha.
And so maybe I did all my stuff last year and I don't feel it as much, or I don't know. It's what it needs to be, right?
It always is, yes. And I think people are at different levels too, like what they're supposed to receive as what they're supposed, the work that they're supposed to do on this planet, you know?
Yeah, and before we get into talking about that, because I know you're probably not going to be on for...
No, I'm about to pass out.
Yeah. But I just want to hop on, refer back to those who watched with us when Anastasia was on, and I kind of expressed this a little bit in terms of how I'm not feeling everything as much as before, that now it's more at ease, that I'm in alignment with whatever energies that I need to feel. And I think that's true for everyone, that if you are in a space of very intense energy, very heavy energy, and when I say heavy, I mean that you are intensely feeling the shifts and changes that are happening, probably have to sit in meditation and just align and allow yourself to feel what needs to be felt, to allow yourself to get to the next level. So everything that's coming in isn't as intense for you, wouldn't you say so?
I would say so. And also just opening up the awareness. I've really realized today on my journey, and it's been a very interesting day, but beyond interesting, we won't even get into those stories. But, but all the magic that's showing up. Like, I remember flying in today. Like, these are just little cool things. I, this morning, because we were up at the crack of dawn, the sun wasn't even up yet when we started our journey this morning or yesterday or whatever it is. And it was so cool because the sun, like, rose and I was by a window seat. And as I did, there was, like, a reflection of a rainbow, like, all on the wing of the plane. It was so freaking cool. But like all these like little nuances have been popping up today, the magic with the black cat and the butterflies. The dragonflies like dancing when we got here. And I found a feather as soon as I got to this resort. So it's like all this craziness has been happening. I'm exhausted, but it's like that magic is there. And it's like, what do you have, a feather?
Yeah.
I can't see, I don't have my glasses on.
Oh, you...
Yeah, but it's really cool how things are opening up at a new level. And it's, you know, Sam's coming and also Halloween and the Day of the Dead. And I'm down here and I'm just like, yeah, things are rocking and rolling. And I'm feeling the energy build. And it's just, yeah, it's pretty cool.
And so, you know, I'm glad that you shared that story with everyone. And what it really brings to my mind is the point of what I was guided to share with everyone, that yes, that we are in the beginning of this massive solar storm that's going to affect the planet and all the energies and the other planets around us.
Hey, Hillis, when is it supposed to hit? I haven't been really following the solar storm.
I think it's either Sunday or Monday.
That understands where I've been. Yeah. So I know I've been getting some really crazy like pains in my body. And I know a lot of times when solar flares come, that happens to me. So if you're getting a lot of interesting pains that aren't usually there, that could definitely be a reason why.
So everyone, real quick, a tip for this is to stay hydrated for that if you guys are feeling that. But also too, what I'm being guided to share is that, yes, that we are affected, you know, the communications, you know, electronics, all the stuff is affected. But what I really want us to talk about is the way we communicate, and not just verbally, but also but also in our bodies and our souls and in this space of energy. And so it is in that space, in that vein.
I'm walking.
I know you. I'm trying not to look at you walk, but it's... but when we communicate with our voices, when we communicate with our bodies, it's another form of energetic communication. So when we allow ourselves to step into the energy of the solar energy, because the solar energy is also our solar plexus, right? It is in that in which we receive our power, our energy, and how the energy rises up to meet us. And so when you allow this energy to come out, to come up to meet you, you then have to express this form of communication, whether it is your voice or in your body or whatever this is that you are expressing. I know Rebecca's going to go find somebody, one of the people who says hi. So, and I want to get your input on this, but you're busy walking.
Peace Room says, there's Bruce over there. Say hi to Bruce. Did you get him?
Hello, Bruce.
I better walk around. I'm at somebody else's pool.
And so, Rebecca, did you hear anything that I said?
Somewhat, but I'm still in the wall right now.
Yeah. Go have a seat, and so you won't be distracted.
Hi, Rocky. Sorry, I was on the show right now and saying hi to Bruce. There's Rocky.
Hello, Rocky. So Rocky's also part of our psychic council that we have once a month. So yeah, the team is there in Mexico, and I'm in Florida. But anyway.
Sorry about that. I got excited.
I know. And yeah, so I want to know what you feel about anything that I just... I think she's frozen.
I'm frozen.
Okay.
I need to apologize that I didn't really hear because I got on my little mission because I'm exhausted.
I know. It's fine. And so as we step into...
I probably should let you go because I'm really tired.
Yes.
But you can focus. Everyone, I am a huge distraction tonight. So I love you all. And I will be back next week. So Hillis can really give you beautiful
information. Yes, and Rebecca will be here, but I may not be here next week because I will be working in New York.
Right. We're switching scenes. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, supporting the show. Sending love to you all. Mwah. I'm going to let you go, Hillis. Rock the rest
of it.
Thank
you, Rebecca. Thank you,
everyone.
See you on the
flip side. Love you all. Bye.
Bye, Rebecca. And so as we allow for this energy of the solar flares to come meet us, to come greet us, it is just the universe communicating with us, our source of power, our source of energy. And so as the solar flares connect with our energy, it is now allowing us to step into that power, to meet the sun, to meet the light bringer, if you will, the source of our power. And as we rise up to meet it, and it meets us at mid-level, we then allow ourselves to step into the space of communicating with our soul, with our energy, and with those around us, and not just us, but also the plants, the animals, and all that is present. And as we move in that space of communicating, it just really steps as allows us to really accept what's happening. Because right now, there's a lot of change, a lot of evolution happening right now. So I want to hear from some of you guys if you guys are feeling any of these symptoms or feeling any of this energy, or, you know, what is it that you guys are experiencing right now as we are on this verge of this solar flare storm and as this portal energy opens up, because that's what it is. It's about this portal energy opening up to allow us to step into another space, another level, if you will. And as I wait for some of you guys to let me know how you feel and express yourself in this divine way, I will continue to move the conversation in the direction that it's being asked to be moved to, because as I mentioned before, that this message is all messages are divinely guided to share with you what is happening on the planet. And as we move into this new space, this new energy that that we are knowingly or stepping into a broader sense of understanding the connection. It's, you know, why I am wearing this guide tonight, which is a dream catcher. But it's not just a dream catcher. It's the web of life that infinitely connects us all. And so I'm going to share with you a while ago, some years back now, where I had a vision of how all souls are born. And I may have mentioned this on the show before, but it's almost like in this shape, this design, this web, and where you have intersecting lines, that's where souls are born and nurtured and cared for. And it is up to the midwives, or some of you may call them doulas these days, but the midwives of the universe cares for these newborn souls. And it's in that form of communication to allow us to be of assistance, to be of service, to move forward in that energy, to express ourselves. Because yet, I mean, we are still all children of the universe, looking to express ourselves, to step into this power that is being gifted to us in these times. And how is it that we allow ourselves to be these children of the universe, to be this light, to be all that we are, all that we have chosen to be in this time? And so one way is of that is through our dreams. And Indigo, thank you for mentioning that, because now, you know, we have this other way of communicating with the universe is through our dreams, or how the universe communicates with us. And just the other day, you know, this is interesting how the universe works. I had no knowledge of this at all until I actually woke up and researched this. And so just the other night, I was dreaming, and I had a dream about one of my dear friends, and she had a tooth pain. I'm like, what? Why am I dreaming this? Why am I dreaming about somebody else's pain? And what is the purpose of this? And so in the dream, I was handing her a small vial of vanilla extract for her tooth pain. And so I wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning to research vanilla extract and tooth pain. I'm like, this is actually a thing, that vanilla extract works with tooth pain. So for those of you who want a natural remedy for tooth pain, there you go, vanilla extract. And then, you know, went back to sleep and then woke up hours later, and I sent her a text message. It's like, hey, I had a dream about you. You had a toothache and I gave you vanilla extract. And she replies back and says, yes, how did you know I had a tooth pain? I'm like, what is this? You know, this is how the universe speaks to us. And so, you know, when we put the answer out there, you know, it comes back to us in whatever way we are ready to receive it. And sometimes it comes to us in a dream state. And sometimes it comes to us through another person, individual. Sometimes it comes to us in a meditation, in a vision, in a dream, or in a writing, or some way that you ask for the universe to communicate with you. So that's what the solar flare of this portal energy is representing as of this time, is allowing us to step into that power of precise and specific communication of our soul, of our energy, of who we are, what we truly represent, because that is our power to communicate, to power to express what is truth, because if we know anything about chakras, right? And most of those who are watching this, I'm sure you guys are aware how chakra energies are and how they work. And so when we think of chakras, we always think of, you know, the root and on so forth and so on. And so what we often don't think about what the colors represent and how they blend in together, because, you know, if you start off with the root, that is the primary color, the first color, the color of the born. It is the color of life, the color of vitality. And we are rooted in the energy of life. And as you move through the cycles of the chakra energies, they blend together, because you can dilute the red with the yellow to create that orange. Even though it's the second chakra that is orange, it is diluted with the yellow energy, which is the power of creativity. And so when you have the root energy and the power of that creation, it creates. And so with the solar energy, the energy that is here, it allows us to step into the energy of creation, of life. And so that's why you have the solar plexus and the root chakra energy working together in the sacral, the second chakra, to bring the energy of life together, that energy of creativity, the energy of passion and purpose. And the power comes from the third chakra, which is why it's so important to honor your power, to honor the energy. And when you move up into that space, you then have the, of course, the solar plexus, which is the yellow energy, the power. But as you move up into the heart space, it is also blended in between the solar plexus and the throat chakra, which is your truth. So the heart is your truth. So you have the blend of you speaking your heart and the power to do so, the power to speak your heart. So that's why the colors and the representations of these energies are significant in understanding that they all work together. One does not stand alone. They all blend and work synonymously, symbiotically as one. Because we simply allow ourselves to have that. We have to step into that. And so this is why it is important now to allow yourself to be open to receive this divine energy. Because the energy of power, the energy of the sun, the energy of birth blends with all energies. Because without power, what is there? Without your source of life, what is there? Because that's what the energy of the sun represents, that space of life, that space of creation, that space of speaking your truth in that power, in that vein of who you really are. So you guys, as I go through this, please let me know if you have any questions or want me to go a little bit deeper in this, because right now I'm kind of just channeling a little bit of this energy of and wisdom to make it clear for those who are watching, to really bring in and ground in some of this beautiful, vibrant light energy, this space of divinity, to understand on a much deeper level who you are, what's happening within you, to understand the beauty of what is you as you move in this blend of energies. And as we move into these blend of energies, to understand the divinity of the sun, our home sun, and then our central sun, and then our planetary sun. There's many suns, many energies. That assist us, that guide us, that love us, that has created who we are. And in that, you have to really allow for that to move you and for that to be enough. enough to understand that you are a powerful being here on this planet. That you are the love and you are the power of that love. You are the result of that love, the result of that communication, the result of all of that is you. So now it's time for you to align in that energy, to understand the divinity of that energy, so it doesn't be so intense. You don't feel it so intensely. You know, to surrender to that. And I know those who are watching, I know Indigo, you as well, and Mother of Messages, those who are watching. There's this level of intensity when something new comes into our field. It gives us that rush, that sense of energy, of heightened emotions, and really allows us to feel new. And it's in that space of newness that we really discover the unreachable limits of our being. And what do I mean by unreachable limits? We are infinite, dear ones. We are so infinite in that sometimes it is unfathomable how this human mind can really comprehend the state and space of the infinite. I mean, yes, we can understand to a degree how the infinite is and how we can perceive it with our eyes. But to perceive it with our energy is totally different. You know, we look upon the horizon and we see the horizon goes on forever. And so in our mind, we understand that that is infinite, but we know also too that it comes to an end. But the infinite does not come to an end. Sometimes infinite cycles over and over again. Sometimes the infinite is an unending cycle of evolution. Sometimes the infinite is just infinite. I mean, the infinite really has no explanation. The infinite really is not definable. You know, how I used to play as kids, you know, tag, and they say, tag you at infinity. And I'm like, tag infinity? So it's like you have these little moments. And so, you know, going back to talking about being a child, it is in that playfulness that we can also begin to really, really, really fathom and understand the incremental units of the infinite space time that we inhabit and co-inhabit, not with just with ourselves, but with people we love, and then our souls, and then the planet, and then the microbes and the amoebas and the plants and animals, and then the atmosphere, and then all the unseen energies, and then all the seen energies and everything that we feel. So when you think of the infinite energy, think of it in terms of the solar flare that takes about 3 days to reach us. I'm not sure exactly how far the sun is away from the planet, but that's a pretty long distance. I can't fathom how long that is. And so if someone has can Google how far is the planet Earth away from the sun, put that up for me. And then just imagine it only takes a solar flare traveling at whatever speed, faster than light speed, obviously, to reach us in 3 days? That's infinite power. So just imagine how much infinite energy there is for us to wield, for us to contain, for us to align with, to be here on this planet. Imagine how much energy that it takes for this planet to rotate. Imagine how fast the infinite energy is to keep this planet going. It's all life, you know, it's all life. Because you have this infinite amount of energy, this sustainable energy, this energy that is sustaining us. Thank you, Crystal. Wow, that is 92,955,807 miles. That's pretty damn far. And so you have all this infinite energy that is supporting us. But what is this infinite energy, right? This infinite energy is God energy, this universe energy, source energy, infinite energy. It never runs out, it just changes and transforms, you know, like we do. We change and transform each and every day. And our changes are so minute on a cellular level that we don't notice it unless it's a very drastic change, such as if we allow ourselves to become ill, or the opposite of that, to become super healthy. Or if we put on a lot of weight, or if we change our hair, if we shave our face, or we start working out and we start seeing changes. And so it's in the minute, it's the infancy, the tiny, the small, where the changes really occur. And so it's in that space of the small, the atom size energy, where there's such power. So never count out the tiniest thing, such as an ant or a microbe or an atom. You know, it is in that where the biggest change happens. I mean, this is where we all come from. We all come from these atoms and these microbes and this bacteria. You know, we're 70, 80% water in the human body. And without the ocean water, without any of this, we wouldn't be able to live. So just imagine how infinite that energy is. If cared for, how long it can go. And so this is why this solar flare energy portal is open, to teach us the infinite energy that we have access to, not just from our solar system sun, but our galactic sun in Sirius, you know, also our planetary sun in the core. You know, it's all energies working together in alignment with each other, working in that space to allow us to really understand the space of cohabitation, to understand the space of co-creation. Because we not only co-create with the universe, we also co-create with ourselves, with our source, with our soul, with anything, because we have to allow ourselves to remember that we are each other. We are a mirror for each other at different times when we allow ourselves to be in that alignment with that energy, with that vibration, to send us to the heights of ascension. So yeah, oh, I love that indigo. That's why we are symbiotic with mother. Yeah, exactly. This is why we do what we do. And this is why I do what I do. This is why we are all here on this planet, to really allow ourselves to be in a new space, in a new time, in a new energy. because that's what's happening right now, you know, and it is very wonderful. It's very magnificent, magnanimous, as some people say, and how we are really stepping into that space of infinite energy. You know, people always want to create the next big thing, but the next big thing is already here. We just have to allow ourselves to see it. And that is us being the unlimited source of energy. Yes. Oh, and as I say that, my ears just went really high pitch ringing. So there's more that has to be expressed. And so in this expression of more, in this expression of what is, as we move into this new divine space-time energy, we now allow ourselves with this power that is being gifted to us, with understanding the infinite energy that is us, the transformative energy of the smallest atom, the smallest molecule. We then have to see us in the space of developing our light bodies, our crystalline energy bodies, you know, this organic being. Some people call it a meat suit. And so, yes, it has served us well, but now as we move into, as we see this energy moving, as we understand this energy is moving, we are now allowing ourselves to create this crystalline body. And which kind of brings me to this interesting self-promotion, which I usually don't like to do in the middle of this, but I'm being guided to express this now, that I am actually going to start conducting light body transformation sessions to where we can begin the process, you know, in groups of people, because there's power in numbers, you know, there's power in numbers, especially when we want to transform ourselves. And well, I'm going to start doing groups of people who want to transform and step into their light bodies and know that this won't be one and done session. It's probably going to be, you know, one session as a group and then homework that has to follow to continue that work, to step into the light body that you are, because we are all light beings. We are all light. We are all this infinite energy. You know, just imagine, you know, all the tiny cells that make up this body, how small they are, and how much energy each one of them carries. And that's a lot to keep this body going for, you know, one, not just 1 year, but 2, 3, 4, 20, 30, 50, 60, 80, 100 years. But this is why there's infinite energy, because it's a cycle of almost, I think it's every seven, it's either every seven or every 10, I forget, but you get a new body because of the self-replication process of the cells. And how cells die, replace, you know, because you end up with a new heart, a new organs, new skeletal structure. You end up with a completely new body. I believe it's every 10 years. So you literally are what you eat. And so when you take care of the body, you take care of the cells, you take care of the energy, everything is on autopilot. We just don't think about how much we are on autopilot. It doesn't register with us and how much energy that it takes to keep this body going. We don't understand how much programming it takes for the cells to do what they do. And, you know, one of the things that I learned in my time away in the month of September doing plant medicine is how much energy that it really takes and how much dies off and how much it stays behind, you know, in us becoming new and in having us to really understand the relationship with our body, with our mind, because it's the unity of this energy. And how much it is really moving into truly understanding the relationship with the power, the universal power of the sun, of life energy itself, and how it moves with us and through us to the smallest tiny atom, cellular structure, DNA in the body, and how much information that it carries. That's a lot of information to keep this body going for however long you want it to keep going, right? I can talk about this more and more and more, you guys. So if you guys want me to keep talking about this, let me know. But hello, Deborah, and welcome. But if you guys, I've been talking about this for about for 40 minutes now. It just keeps moving into different spaces and energies and things and so I appreciate that. So, but now if you guys want, you can ask your spirit questions so that way we can bring clarity to your life. Because I hope you guys are enjoying this conversation as much as I am, because I can sit and talk about this stuff all day, especially if it's, you know, coming through spirit. And yes, Indigo, you are correct. That's why it's important to talk to your innate and ask for it to repair your cellular structure. But you know what, Indigo? That is important. That's the first step right there, is to talk to your body, to talk to your cells, to repair it, to express love for your body, to express love for who you are, and to express it. But also you have to pay attention to the signs when they show up. Because, you know, if there's something, an illness, that you have, you talk to your body, talk to source, you talk to, you know, whomever, just like, hey, I need help with this. You know, I love you, I understand it, but, you know, whatever the illness is, it's like, you got to go. You know, evict the illness, right? And so you may talk to your body, you may love your body all that you want to. However, if you ignore the physical signs that show up, you know, like say if there's a particular herb that works with something that you do or want to release from your body, that's the sign. So don't, I mean, you could talk to your body all you want to, but pay attention to what shows up to help you. You know, whether it's, you know, whatever it is, just pay attention to what's showing up in your field of vision and your thought. You know, just like I had the dream the other night, you know, about the vanilla extract. You know, I had no idea that it was good to alleviate tooth pain. I had no idea. That spirit showing me what my friend needed to know. Not me, because what do I know about that? So yeah, listen to your body. But Crystal Lewis. Wow. So going on to the first question of the night, you guys. You know what, Crystal? What I find interesting about your energy right now is that I feel there's a lot of confusion. A lot of lost energy. And whatever this confusion is definitely a connection to your present environment. And I am unsure if this is connected to both home and work environment, or if both are one and the same for you. But this confusion has created many energetic blocks and possibly some emotional as well. And yeah, and it's all connected to mental state as well. And so it's like this, you were in a good place for a really long time, and then all of a sudden something happened and it changed everything. Whatever this one thing, it changed your life completely. I'm not sure what this is or what it could be. But know that whatever this one change is, it would feel like you were pushed into whatever this situation is. And you thought the situation would be better or would be good or would get better. My dear, I'm here to let you know that you knew from the beginning that this wasn't a good situation for you, whatever this is. So now it's time for you to move on from the situation, to really allow yourself to flourish and to grow, because it's there. It's just, you know, the plants are wilting. You know, they're not being watered enough. And I'm figuratively speaking when I say plants, meaning you. Everything that you have is there. It just needs to be watered and for you to be released from this particular energy, this particular space and time right now. So yeah, you really have to allow for yourself to know who you are. And I'm glad that you tuned in tonight, because I feel that most of this that you heard, my dear, was also for you. So thank you, Crystal, for tuning in. And if you guys want to connect with me more one-on-one, you are free to do so at the link there, taplink.cc, Hellas Pugh. There you can find my website and everything else, and how I can be of assistance to you, not just with the readings, but also the energy work that I do, because I am one of probably like 20 now Lemurian light energy workers on the planet that can perform this work. And of releasing, you know, trauma, pain, hurt. And I especially work closely with a lot of clients who have been sexually abused. And so that's a deep trauma that I have expertise in helping with that area as well. And so if you guys want to work with me one-on-one, you're more than welcome to connect with me there. So moving on. Anyone else has any other questions for tonight? And thank you, Indigo, for your comment. I'm glad that you really loved this night's topic. And Crystal, I really appreciate how you spell grateful. I've been seeing a lot of people spell it that way now. And so, yeah, it's a really good way to put a spin on it. And yes, and Indigo, yes, please do. Connect with me. I have worked with clients over in London. So you can email me at, well, I think you have my email address, Indigo. It's hillis@hillispugh.com. Or you can just email us at cosmicinsightradio@gmail.com as well. And so if there are not any more spirit questions, I'm going to continue this discussion, because I feel like there is more to be said about this. And hello and welcome, Shamanic Reiki Healing. Welcome. You know, as we move into this very important time, you know, especially not just now, but the next 3 months, the last quarter of the year. You know, people often talk about, you know, always gearing up for the end of the year and planning this and planning that and doing this and doing that. You know, if we have known anything, especially when it comes to pagan rituals or just the rituals of the planet, you know, how to celebrate them. You know, we recently celebrated the fall equinox, the time of harvest, the time of planning and preparing for new things to grow. Take harvest, take stock in what it is that you have achieved, and then, you know, start to plan for even more and even more of what it is that you want. But what most people tend to forget is the winter equinox. No, this is the time of hibernation, the time of self-care, the time of really understanding who we are. And so in connecting and in alignment with the topic of the day, the communication and how to communicate to the body, what it is that you want, how to communicate to your soul, what you're asking for, how to communicate with, all these things, to step into that power, because the energy that we contain is untapped. And so just wherever you guys are, whatever you guys are doing, we are going to move into guided meditation, because it's time for the tune-up, guys. It is time for the tune-up as this energy, because as this energy moves and dictates, as it is... Oh, Indigo, that is so wonderful. Thank you. That's amazing, Crystal. I was not aware of that connection, so thank you for that. And so, as it is now time for the tune-up, if you guys have joined us before, Rebecca usually does sound, but we're not going to do sound tonight. Well, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But wherever you guys are, whoever's watching this now or later, I'm going to allow myself to, as some people say, bi-locate or just connect with you energetically. And everyone just allows us to take in a nice big deep breath and just allow yourself to feel the trillions of cells in your body. Take a deep breath and just allow yourself to really feel the power that you carry in each and every single cell in your body. And with each breath, you feel the power to grow more intently, vigorously, filled with life, power, energy, intention. And as you feel the energy connecting to your thoughts, connecting to the nerves, connecting to the neurons, just allow yourself to feel this life force energy, this energy that is you. Because you are these cells, you are this DNA, you are this chakra energy, you are this auric energy field, you are source energy, living source energy experiencing life with you and through you. So you feel this energy, and everyone taking a nice big deep breath. Vasai. Just allow your body, your cells to communicate with you, to feel and understand the beauty of this energetic portal energy that is opening up to communicate with you, to express to you your power and divinity. To understand the programming that it takes to keep you alive, to understand the programming that it takes for you to be present, the programming that it takes for you to inhabit this body. Understand the infinite energy that you unconsciously wield, now brought to conscious, brought into your awareness. Mubasa. Mubasa. Just simply allow for you to now understand the partnership, this relationship with this body, with your mind, with your soul, with Source, with the planet, with the universe, with all that exists. The celestial bodies, the galactic bodies, the crystalline bodies that come into your thought, come into your field to heighten your awareness, to know your awareness. To know the energy that is you. To be, to live, to cohabitate, to co-create in alignment with the universal laws that exist. It is so, and so it is. Everyone, just allow yourself to open your eyes in this moment, to come back to now, to be present here now. And that's exactly right, shamanic healing. That's exactly right. It is time to work hard on yourself, but I want to just modify that statement a little bit, shamanic, that you say that we have to work hard on yourself. There's no work to be done. It's only allowing and not allowing. There's no work to be done. It's only allowing and not allowing. We perceive it as work because the doors are closed. So we have to open the doors. And how do we open the doors? By being present. We open the doors by being present. We open the doors to our soul by being present, by releasing what no longer serves us, by freeing the old energies, the old programs that was there. There's no need for it anymore. What belief or what program is serving you now? That's the question you have to ask yourself. There's no work to be done. It's only allowing and seeing if the same programs or beliefs that have served you for so long, if they apply now. And if they don't, talk to your body, talk to your soul, and ask for them to be changed. Ask for them to be released. And this is part of the work that I do. You know, it's about restructuring and clearing out that belief. And I'm glad, I'm so happy, Shamanic, that you said that, you know, because it sparked this wonderful conversation, or this dialogue, or monologue, rather. This monologue of work, you know, because we go through our whole lives, especially the older generations, go through our whole lives about work. Work, 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 work. I have to work. I have to work. And so we apply that to so many things. We apply the energy and the word of work to ourselves. You know, like, I have to go work out. I have to go to the gym. I have to go to work to make money. I have to go welcome myself to support myself. So all these things that word is tied and connected to is all in that belief system. So thank you for that. So whatever belief, not just you, but anyone who's watching this now or later, what belief are you clinging to? What program are you clinging to that is put you in a space of survival mode and working on yourself instead of simply allowing? And I say that I'm, you know, go back and forth with this myself, but thank you, Shamanic, for being this voice in this moment to where now, you know, we all have to allow what we want. We all have to allow the door to be open. We all have to allow the old beliefs and programs to be released and step into the space of ease, because that's what this time now represents. The space of ease, the space of grace, and really understanding where you are on your path. So it is in that I honor you in this communication. So yeah, thank you for that. And everyone, I'm so grateful, so joyous, so appreciative of your presence and of your energy this evening and allowing me to have this monologue or this digital dialogue with you, with bringing questions and information and other perspectives and insight. Because that's what this show is called. It's called Cosmic Insight. But it's not just me. It's all of you who I share this with to bring in such wisdom and information. So thank you for being present. Thank you for showing up. And I will see you guys in 2 weeks. Well, maybe next week. I don't know about next week. But definitely 2 weeks, because I will be away. But Rebecca will be here, but I may pop in next week. Who knows? We'll see. But until next time, everyone, keep exploring and having a wonderful, beautiful, and amazing, amazing day.